This is the worst day of my life.
The worst day of your life so far.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Dueling Tangents here on several different stations. There's four of them. On the southern swath of Wisconsin.
Yeah, we are.
You're listening to us in Waukesha on 540 AM WAUK, as well as 101 FM The Shaw in Madison on 92.7 FM, as well as 1580 AM WTTN, the only progressive voice in Wisconsin on the radio for reals.
Yeah. And if you've recently, or if you haven't yet recently updated your Devil Radio app, you should go to your app store and give it an update, because we have updated it, and hopefully that's fixed most of the bugs, Brian. So
I would like it to be gooder.
Yes.
Personally.
We're working on it, and we're always getting gooder around here.
Yeah.
But we're also taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. This is the 844-96-PARTY line. And it doesn't feel like much of a party today, Brian, because, you know,
it's
we got this news.
It's a political party. There's chaos, and where there's chaos, there's opportunity.
And
right?
See, it almost felt like a little bit of a distraction for me, because I was, like, following along this Tyreek Hill saga was going on in the sports
world. Oh, yeah, Tyreek Hill got traded to
Miami.
Yeah,
and so that's what I was following. And then all of a sudden, like, in the middle of looking at that, it was, oh, breaking news. U.S.
See,
Supreme Court on Wisconsin redistricting.
See, I was ready to trash Ron Johnson for being an anti-trans bigot, but
transphobic.
I don't necessarily know that he, because for whatever reason, the first thing that anybody who's an a-hole thinks about when the transgender is mentioned, they think of bathrooms. For whatever reason, they go right to the bathroom in their mind, as if someone is going to have go through the entirety of transitioning just to go and use the bathroom differently. The stupidity involved in that line of thought just is mind-boggling, and anybody who brings it up, you should know in your mind immediately, that's a stupid person I'm talking to.
Well, stupid and fearful, because really I think a lot of transphobia comes from fear of not understanding. And so it's they're fearful because they themselves don't know somebody who is trans, and so therefore they automatically fear it, because you fear what you don't know, Brian.
Yeah.
And so it really
turns out conservatives don't know a lot about a lot of things.
Yeah,
because they're afraid of a lot of things, which is
true.
Why they're also afraid of losing so badly they have to go and change the maps to go and make it all about them winning. I think we've held Mr. Jake on long enough. Let's go and see what Jake has to say in Milwaukee. How you doing, buddy?
Good. So I haven't been able to read it. So what did the court exactly do? Did they just threw the Evers thing out, or
so
did they change
impartial,
it completely?
Impartial. They threw out the assembly and
the
state senate maps, but they kept the congressional maps, which means that Mr. Brian Stile is gone from a plus 10 to a plus 1 district. That's the good news. The bad news is we don't know what's going to happen with the rest of the maps, and nobody's really said this is what should happen.
They kicked it back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court as well, Jake. And so really the ball is in the Wisconsin Supreme Court's hands now, and how they are going to determine what legislative maps are going to be used here in the state for the state assembly and state senate districts is pretty much unknown at this point in time.
Okay, because this is what I think. One, you know, Republicans and conservatives now are authoritarians, and they're not Americans in my mind. They should go to Russia. They'd be better off there. Kissing Putin's ass, and you know, the ends justify the means. But I think the long game in this is that the state maps in the Senate there's a possibility that the Republicans won't be able to get a veto-proof
majority. There's a possibility the maps could even get better. I mean, the ones that were accepted are technically better.
Yeah, and that's the thing. They don't want those maps. They want a veto-less majority in Wisconsin, so the Republicans in Wisconsin can pass a constitutional convention thing to get enough states. There's only a few more states needed to get a constitutional convention. And they want that so they can churn the Constitution and turn this country into a authoritarian corporate ruled nation. That's what they want. You know,
So officially rather than just kind of, which is what we have now.
They want to codify it into actual written law.
But, I mean,
they do.
If I hadn't seen the actual signs of it like you have, Jake, I'd say that's a large, crazy conspiracy that the energy would be better served maybe coming up with better ideas to govern our society. But, you know, again, who am I to say anything about that? By the way, what does conservatism mean anymore? Can we ever figure that out? I don't know. Doesn't matter. We don't even know what maps we're going to use for the next election.
No, but I think this takes – so, I mean, most of my frustration to this point – already that I've been able to articulate has been just the fact that the U.S. Supreme Court had made the decision to weigh in. Now I think, Brian, it's important to describe the absurdity of the argument that the U.S. Supreme Court is making in sending this decision back to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Because essentially what has happened in 2011, the maps that we currently have, Republicans were able to do it because they used the Voting Rights Act to justify it. They packed Democratic-leaning votes, black votes, into smaller districts in Milwaukee. They broke up other districts and packed them in as tight as they could so that they could over-represent Republican seats elsewhere in the state of Wisconsin. And so now in trying to walk away from those most gerrymandered maps, here in the state of Wisconsin, we had the quote-unquote never-before-been precedent, but agreed to by the four conservative justices on the Wisconsin Supreme Court last November to use the principle of maps of least change for a state redistricting process. Never been done before. They pulled this
least change.
Exactly. They pulled the criteria out of their rear ends, and because they thought that it would be beneficial for Republicans. That was what the Republican sides of the legal battle before the Supreme Court were arguing. They said, well, if the legislature and Governor Evers can't agree because Evers is vetoing the legislature's maps, then we should take this to the Wisconsin Supreme Court, not the federal courts, because it's a state's matter. The Wisconsin Supreme Court should hear it, and they should adopt the principle of least change, which is what everything that happened. And so in doing so, the parties that submitted maps said, fine, we will do maps of least change off of the 2011 severely gerrymandered maps. But in order to try to tweak them and improve them and make them more democratic, little d, not favoring Democrats, but democratic, allowing more people to have their voices represented, because right now we're in these gerrymandered districts. Voices are not represented. It is you see very little competition, and you see a lot of incumbents returning to office. And the turnover or flipping back and forth, I believe, what was it, Brian? Only three seats?
Yeah.
Throughout an entire decade flipped? It's ridiculous. So to increase the competitiveness of the maps, Evers' administration made tweaks to the current maps, working to try to improve them and create better representation. In the 2020 census, the black population in Milwaukee grew. The white population in Milwaukee shrank. And there's plenty of numbers to show that the 2020 census data, there is a severe undercount in the city of Milwaukee due to the COVID-19 pandemic.
For
but
sure.
Still, despite that undercount, the black population increased.
That was the design of the Trump administration, if you recall.
If you recall correctly. And so the black population increased over the last decade. And the Evers administration decided that in order to allow more representation at the state level, that there was going to be 7 black majority districts created in the state assembly. There have previously only been 6. Now, the Voting Rights Act requires you to have in these majority-minority districts to have populations that can allow minorities to send representation to the elected bodies, so Congress and then state houses. And instead of having, say, 54% to 58% districts, which is currently what 54% to 58% black districts in Milwaukee for these state assembly districts, which is what the Republicans jammed into their gerrymandered maps in 2011, the Evers administration's proposed maps created a 7th district that would allow to have a majority of black population in that district, but it wasn't by a 54-58% majority. It was closer to 50-52%. Still a majority, still met the voting rights requirement in a lot of people's minds, but the shadow docket, the U.S. Supreme Court justices that
docket.
Refused to put their names on it, said, we're not going to actually hear oral arguments on this. We understand that we've already turned away other states' maps to return to the redistricting process because it's too close to the 2022 fall election. But here in Wisconsin, we're going to kick these state maps back to the Supreme Court. And so they are using, that is what Republicans are using as the argument to not accept the maps submitted by Evers. They won on all aspects of accepting the maps of least change, of hearing it in state court rather than federal court, and then they lost because they deviated too far away from the own principles that they set forth, maps of least change. And now they're whining and trying to use the most bastardized version of the Voting Rights Act to say that seven districts instead of six districts is diluting the vote of black voters in Milwaukee is insane. And the fact that they are trying to say that it is racist, the Evers maps are racist by trying to give him, the Evers administration trying to give more representative voices for the black voting population in Milwaukee in our state government is the most severe sign of gaslighting that I have seen in Wisconsin politics in a long time. And that's saying something, Brian.
You want to hear what Will had to say?
Oh, you've been saving this for me because I didn't go look it up. You told me they had a statement. Let's hear it.
This is Will President and General Counsel Rick Essenberg. The U.S. Supreme Court affirmed that Governor Evers' legislative maps violate the equal protection guarantees of the U.S. Constitution by racially gerrymandering districts in the Milwaukee area. It made clear that this was not justified under the Voting Rights Act. This is a critical victory to ensure that our government not make decisions on the basis of race.
I'm almost speechless, Brian, because it's literally the Roberts Court is going to go down in history.
Oh no, this wasn't the Roberts Court. This was a shadow document. This is nobody.
I get that he didn't tie his name to it, but it happened during his court. It is the Roberts Court legacy of gutting voting rights in the name of voting rights. That is going to be what it is. Robert's Court is going to be known for exactly that. Just gutting the Voting Rights Act and giving it no teeth to stand on while Republicans and conservatives around the nation and here in Wisconsin are using it as the tool to then further gut it. And it's disgusting.
I mean, I don't know if you've heard this new thing, reverse racism, but it's apparently really real and starting to get...
Well, that's the bright side for all these conservatives, right? Their grandchildren will never have to learn about it in the history books because it's going to be eliminated from the history books because you can't
teach. So if you don't talk about racism, you have to also shut up about reverse racism, huh? But again, the people who want to, you know, leave local control up to everything also want to go and control how people go to the bathroom and what books they read. So that makes sense.
It makes no sense
at
all.
Government's in your business all the time. That's why I want to be more in your bathroom.
Government doesn't work, but elect me to government so I can show you that government doesn't work.
Yeah. Government doesn't work, so let me show you how to go to the bathroom properly, because you guys don't know what bathrooms you're supposed to be using. All I know is that no matter what, if anybody's trying to go through extra effort to go and get in the girls' bathroom, let me tell you something, folks. It's not like Porky's, okay? There's not like some sort of naked girls extravaganza in the ladies' room. It is disgusting. It is full of pee. There is pee on every seat, and there is way too much toilet paper everywhere. I have cleaned those bathrooms. It is awful. So for anyone to go and say that somebody's trying to go out of their way to get in there is absolutely insane. That, and also bigoted and stupid, and they should probably not talk about that anymore. But anyway,
this is Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian. That's Brian over there. I'm Luke. Taking your phone calls, 844-967-2789. We got one segment left in the day. Give us a call. Send us a text.
The worst day of your life so far.